États-Unis et d'où viens-tu?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at babbel.com. Just go to babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Eagle 98.1.
Packer Zone on 98.1. Brought to you by LaBerge Baton Rouge. A new Red Lotus Asian Kitchen now open. Discover the exotic flavors of the Far East at the Red Lotus Asian Kitchen. Open out on the casino floor Wednesday and Thursday from 5 until 10, and Friday through Sunday from 5 p.m. until midnight. Must be 21 to enter at the Red Lotus Asian Kitchen. Before we put some plays up, there were a couple questions out of by Ford Huddle that we can take. This one's from Bill. Says, do we have any opinion on whether games will be back to normal next year? In other words, full stadiums. I've got an opinion.
I mean, we're sitting right here today. No.
You think no?
No.
In September of 2021.
Yeah, I don't.
Wow. That's discouraging to hear, because I'd like to think that, okay, that we will. And listen, I'm no COVID expert or anything like that, but I do know that they vote on the they approve the vaccine tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be 25% and all of the above. And, no. I mean,
that you can get that sometime between now and next summer, you will have enough people that have access to the vaccine that you can. My hope is that life starts to become back to normal next school year.
Probably it's a 2 year before you get yourself back to a packed house. That'd be my
point. Maybe not a packed house, right, but three quarters or something like that. I mean, they weren't putting 100,000 people in there for games in Alabama.
And your schedule next year, there's nothing that jumps off the table.
I think what he was talking about, though, was more of a, do you think that the availability will be there to put everybody in the stadium? Will they sell will they make every ticket available for sale? I would hope so.
Give me a 40, 60. I mean, I'd be 60. I'd give you a 40%.
Okay.
Something I'd say.
Let's see. If
that's just my opinion. I don't have any.
Right. He asked, for our opinion. The second one is, if they can come together as a team and play one team, one heartbeat, do you see them beating Florida? I'd be lying to you if I told you I saw them beating Florida. I'll be shocked beyond belief if they beat Florida. They're not playing together as a team. They are limping to the finish line here.
Yeah, I think it's a tough putt because offense, and you know, if you want to look at Florida film, they're performing at such a high level in the pass game. They're not as balanced as Alabama, and we're about to look at some film. They'll tell you why. Head scratcher.
They've got a very, very strong potential to have the Heisman Trophy winner behind center.
Right.
I think the SEC championship game is going to determine the Heisman Trophy winner. I think whichever quarterback plays better is going to win. Let's see. Okay. Show me a play.
All right, Gerard, put me on the screen. Dial me up here in the Apple screen. So we're going to look at the second touchdown, and you're on the radio. Bear with me. I'm going to do my best to paint a picture. What's that? Hold on. He's
almost
telling me I was casting it. Well, give me a second, Gerard. Go ahead. Give me some other questions.
Let me read a couple of them. George says, if Biden's a president, we'll be lucky to have a season at all. I'm not getting into politics. Brian says it's going to be summer before we're able to get the vaccine. Okay, I understand that the vaccine has got a long way to go before it gets multiple mass distribution. But I'm hoping.
I'm hopeful, too.
Maybe you're closer to right than I am, but I know that the basketball season is going to be a haul to get in.
Right.
The CDC stuff helped. The reduction of the contact tracing. I think baseball, you make a little bit more progress because it's outside and it's in the spring and it's a little bit further down the road. And I'm hoping we get back close to something of normal next football season. All right, you got the play.
Let's look at this play. Alabama strips. They're first and 10 on LSU's. They're on Alabama's 35, right? On Alabama's 35. LSU's clearly, you could look up and see what's going on here, Charlie. I mean, LSU playing, there's 11. They've got 8 people in the box. 4 Harris, a free safety. Looks like he's got tight end. This screams zero, that they're bringing heat, right? Zero. So what is Alabama going to do? And it's a good point, something we saw a lot out of LSU. We've seen less this year, out of LSU last year. We've seen less of this out of LSU this year. But So with motion here, they bump it, right? They bump the coverage. Bump the coverage here. So it looks like zero here. They bumped it out. LSU runs the coverage and checks and all the above. And here I'm going to focus up top. And up top, so if you're watching, you got Flott, who is jamming. Devontae Smith, the line of scrimmage, who's the inside receiver. And then Stingley is playing off the other receiver, right? We'll continue with this route. At this point, what appears to be, and wondering what's the coverage here, but to me right now, it looks like it's man. Would you buy with that? Now you have Flott up top that's in a trail position.
Yeah.
And then you've got Stingley, who has a comfortable cushion on the outside receiver, okay? This play continues. So Flott now is beat.
Uh-huh.
You with me?
Yep.
And here we're going to see the receivers. Smith is going to go out. The outside receivers come in. They're going to wind up. And now we're looking at what this is. Now we're looking at this. They're going to cross. Uh-huh. And as they cross, Stingley now jumps over the top of Smith on this play. And Flott, who is chasing Smith, continues to chase Smith. And now there's a receiver that's running free down the middle of the football field.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So everything now tells me one or two things here. That Flott is playing man-to-man. I'm not sure whether Stingley is getting picked off
mm-hmm.
because of the cross and get to his man, or he sees that Flott's beat. Okay. So now see more of this film, and indeed, at this point, Stingley gets picked off and runs into Smith, who now separates from both of them, has a 5-yard cushion or 3-yard cushion. There's two receivers open. So Smith, who's going to catch the touchdown pass, has got a cushion. In the middle of the football field, you've got the outside receiver, and there's no one. And you come back and look at the effort on this play, right? And so what I have an issue, and look, I think, you know, I think Stingley against the one-handed grab, he played that as good as you could play, right? He got beat by a better
half,
play.
Sure.
Right. I'm with you with this. This play right here, what's going on?
Okay.
And there's nobody that's teaching this.
Can I start asking questions now?
We run that. Go ahead. I'm with you.
Go back to the line of scrimmage.
So I'm going back to the line of scrimmage.
Run it back to the line
now,
of scrimmage.
Now, look, I'm wondering, I'm coming back to this and looking on the backside of the play. It's some combination of zone, man. You got Harris. Of all things, you're running a double at 87, the tight end, mm-hmm. who scared nobody, right? You got an outside, you got a linebacker that's on 19, Billingsley, right? Who's the other one? And I'm not sure what you're playing on this side. It looks like you're playing, you got some people playing zone, but the most dangerous guy on the field, you're playing press coverage, and you got no help underneath, and then your two veteran cornerbacks pick each other off.
Can I go back to the line of scrimmage here and ask my question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go back to the line of scrimmage. What was the first thing, when you started to diagnose this play, what's the first thing you said?
It looked like zero to me.
Oh, okay.
Which means man-to-man all over the field. Whoa, Lord.
You said something else, though.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. What you said was Flott's lined up on Smith. You lost. Right there, you lost. I don't care what coverage you're in. I don't care who's playing who. I don't care what pressure you're in. As soon as you line up Flott on Smith, you lost. As you don't line up Stingley on Smith, you are not giving yourself I don't care if you're in 0,
right.
1, 2, or 42,000. You line up Flott on Smith instead of Stingley? Come on.
Charlie, if you're doubling him, I'm going to press over the top, I'm with you. But I look here at Stingley, that's why I go through this play again. And let's go through the perimeter players. So I think Harris, to me, doesn't look like Harris is in a double. He's on top of somebody's in chase position.
He's way
with the tight
here.
End.
I mean, they run right by him.
Right. And some of this looks like it's man, except Cox is going to go out to Robinson, the running back, in space. I'm not sure what Stevens is doing here. And it's just a head shaker in what's going on.
Who is this at the 45-yard line? Who is that for the 44-yard line?
I don't know. Let's come back to pre-snap.
Is that Lewis? Is that Lewis? I think it's Lewis.
That's Cam Lewis, yeah.
Okay. Both of them ran by him, and he stayed right where he was.
But it comes back to
– who's he covering?
Yeah, that's the thing is that watch the adjustment. So one or two things. If you run with somebody across – the formation. If you run with somebody, it's man-to-man. If you bump it, what they're doing, it looks like zone.
Yeah.
But I'm fine with it being zone, but there's nothing for me that are you playing a box in one with Flott running underneath and then Stingley just – The point is you're in week eight and you talk about simplify things get burnt on a first and ten.
Run this up until a point where Smith catches the football, or at least where the football is thrown. Let it run to that and then stop it.
Yeah.
Okay. Devontae Smith is at the LSU 43-yard line.
Right.
The other receiver, which is probably Metchie, I can't make out his number, is at the 49-yard line. And Stingley and Flott are about to knock each other out. Okay. That's at the LSU 46 and the LSU 49. The back that's coming out of the backfield, which I guess is Harris, is at the Alabama 28-yard line. The other two receivers that are to the near side of the field are a hash and a half away. Lewis is at the 45-yard line of Alabama, between the 44 and the 45-yard line. He is 10 yards away from Smith, who catches the football. He's 7 yards away from Metchie, who I don't know who's supposed to be covering him. He's almost, 18 yards away from the back out of the backfield. Who the hell is he? He's the closest person he's to is the umpire.
Okay, I'm with you. And so Charles, let's draw a box on the back half of the field. LSU's got 5 guys in deep coverage against 3 for Alabama. And guess what? So you can't cover the 3 with the 5. And then there's another problem. Come look at the defensive line. Okay, so they got 5 blocking 4. So you're not going to get a pass rush. I can sit there and
you got 3 people covering nobody. Lewis is covering nobody. Harris is covering nobody, but at least Harris is deep on his side,
right. Who
I suppose is supposed to give deep help on the near side receiver. And then you got the near side cornerback who's covering this near side receiver. He's 8 off the ball, but at least he's got somebody. But you got 2 players up here who are covering nobody, and 1 deep safety who's 8 yards behind the guy that could go deep that is now running that route.
Let's come back. One more thing. And I want you to watch pre-snap. And what was difference against Texas A&M, they were lined up. There wasn't a whole lot of adjustments. Mm-hmm. And they moved and they played football. I want you to watch a perimeter of this, and we're on film.
Yeah.
So I got to talk about this radio. So Alabama's going to motion. Does the back half look like they're confident and they're all on the same page in what they're doing?
No.
And that's become the problem more times than not. And here's the long and the short of it, Charles, on this play and gets a break, is there's no way that's what's being taught. Okay?
I would certainly hope not.
Okay. There's no way that's the scheme, right? And it's for whatever reason, it's not getting executed. And we saw 24 and 25 play a heck of a lot of football last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, ultimately, it is absolutely the coach's job to do that. And that's when this is just, and we can look at another one. But for me, Charlie, that's what I keep bringing up to is that, man, I haven't seen this sort of bust and confusion in this level of football.
Looks like
in
the
quite
same
some time.
Looks like, well, you mean before this season, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because
that
looks like the exact same bust at Arkansas. They run a cross basically, and the defensive backs, they either collide with each other.
It's first and 10.
Yeah, they either collide with each other or one of them thinks he's got deep help and they both end up covering the same guy and nobody covers the other guy. Saw the same play at Missouri. Saw the same play at Arkansas. Saw the same play in the Mississippi State game more than once. You know, it's week 8. Those were mistakes you were making in week 1 and week 2.
It's week 3. Easy.
No.
I mean, it's too easy.
And a guy like Smith, you know, who you don't need to make this any easier.
But you got the double. That's the thing. You look up, you got the double safety over the top on 87. 87 ain't caught a ball outside the red zone.
Mm-mm. And 31 is supposed to be covering.
Don't know what 31's doing on that play. We got one more for you.
We're going to do that when we come back. Christmas dinner to go from LeBaire's Baton Rouge from the Bon Ton Buffet. To go feeds 8 for just $95. Pre-order now through December the 22nd at noon. Your choice of oven-roasted turkey or mandarin orange spice-glazed ham, dressings, sides, rolls, cornbread, sauces, and dessert. Call 225-224-143 to order through the Wonton Buffet. This is the Tiger Zone on Eagle 98.1.
Live big in the all-new 2021 GMC Yukon with available active response four-wheel drive system, the first in-class available four-corner air ride adaptive suspension, and Denali's best-in-class available 420-horsepower engine. And don't miss the first-ever Yukon AT4, featuring an off-road ready exterior that's built to help keep you confident no matter what adventure lies ahead. The all-new 2021 GMC Yukon, made to reign. Visit your Bayou GMC dealer.
For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof.
Call Go Roof for a whole new roof or a hole in your roof. You'll be satisfied every single time. 927-8300 or GoRoof.com.
Go Roof.
Hey, it's Gordy Rush for Gulf Coast Bank. You may need cash when you least expect. Why not let Gulf Coast Bank help you get started with a savings account today? Stop by one of their convenient branches, call a banker, or go online. Gulf Coast Bank, the bank that cares about you. Member FDIC.
Shell is using creative energy to battle COVID-19. One way we're helping is by expanding our commitment to United Way. Shell believes in supporting the communities where our employees live and work. The COVID-19 crisis has placed extraordinary demands on United Way's resources, and Shell has responded because in these challenging times, it's never been more important to keep our community strong. Shell is the rhythm of Louisiana.
The season of performance event is back. Your Louisiana Acura dealer, Acura of Baton Rouge. Only once a year does an event offer this many savings and mind-blowing deals on award-winning Acuras. Get insanely lease payments and stackable savings on the best-selling three-row 2020 MDX SUV. And for a limited time, you'll receive complimentary basic maintenance for 3 years or 30,000 miles when you buy or lease any new MDX in stock. Holiday deals are happening now at Acura of Baton Rouge. Thankfully, we don't have to deal with car repairs every day, but if you should get into an accident, the best repair option in the greater Baton Rouge area is Complete Collision Center. They are one of the only shops here which holds the distinguished iCar Gold Class certification, plus they are certified by more than a dozen manufacturers. Complete Collision also makes the process hassle-free for you by taking over the insurance negotiation process from the time you drop off your keys. They also offer free towing. Get a free quote online now at CompleteCollision.com.
Start 2021 with a new routine and a new you at any of Breck's four updated fitness centers. Breck Fitness Centers provide affordable and convenient workout options for the community, including gym services, aerobics classes, personal training sessions, and more. For more information on Breck Fitness Centers, call 225-72-9200. Again, that's 225-272-9200. Or visit breck.org/fitness.
The following is a true story.
I had a lady that was in her mid-70s, and I'd sold her timeshare, and that was the lowest I'd ever felt in my life. And then I had to do something to simply not to go to hell for selling timeshare.
Chuck McDowell founded Wesley Financial Group to help folks cancel their timeshares permanently.
Call her and everybody that I'd sold timeshare to. This is what I said to you that was a lie, and this is what you need to do to cancel your timeshare. From that point, people bring friends to me to help them cancel their timeshare, and that's how it started. I fought the world's largest timeshare company in federal court. If I had lost that lawsuit, there would be no one helping people that have been lied to about timeshare. If we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare, or we'll give your money back. That's what makes us different.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for a free information kit. 800-279-1414. That's 800-279-1414. 800-279-1414.
Eagle 98.1.
It's Tiger Zone on Eagle 98.1, brought to you by Bears Baton Rouge with the new Red Lotus Asian Kitchen. Discover the exotic flavors of the Far East. The Red Lotus Asian Kitchen, open now on the casino floor Wednesday and Thursday from 5 p.m. until 10 p.m., Friday through Sunday from 5 p.m. till midnight at Le Berge Baton Rouge. Let's go to the phone lines, 499-9898. Josh is in Baton Rouge. Josh, welcome into the show.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate all the insight. Wonderful show, as always. Just
thank
the
you.
Best thing. Favorite show out of the whole season, the Wednesday show. I'm not even going to try and address any of the topics at hand. I have a serious topic. I for Gordy, if he can, to get a hold of Skip, and I'm curious how Skip is feeling. I want to know
if he's
feeling better. If we could hear from Skip, I would greatly appreciate it. I just want to make sure he's okay.
Ooh, you see, when the COVID, Charlie, yeah, I was in there, and this couple come back. I'm back. I'll be Cano and I, Tuesday, look, we're going to take a hiatus. The what's the show? It's skipping.
Cano.
Yeah, that one. Look, January, I'll be back.
That was good to hear the coach out of the hospital.
Lord. Yeah, yeah, God bless.
Yeah, thank you. Natalie in Texas is next. Natalie, welcome into the show.
Yes, thank you very much. I am an ex-LSU alumni, and after hearing the program, my question to you is, do you see Ed Orgeron as head coach next year? Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, I do. I think the staff's going to look different, but yes, Ed Orgeron, they won the national championship last January. It's been a tough year. It's been a tough year on the field, been a tough year off the field. They got a lot of stuff they got to fix. There's a lot of changes that are coming. I don't think there's any question about that. The biggest thing he's got to do to me, Gordy, I know there'll be staff change, but there's staff changes every year, okay?
Right, right.
This roster attrition, okay, going back through it, and I'm not making up stories here. This is something that Ed said on Monday, which was that, you know, we're going to talk to all of them, but some of them got their minds made up to go. Now, most people assume that he was talking about guys to the draft, and maybe that was what he was talking about, but I think it applies to everybody. Yeah, I mean, it, everybody
it's
now.
The Eric Monroe scenario, right? He wasn't going to start.
Marcel Brooks.
Right, he goes out and starts at Texas Tech.
Correct.
Right.
I think you've got somewhere around 43 to 45 players that I would tell you that I feel absolutely, you know, positive are going to back. There's another 12 to 15 that have eligibility left, and some a couple of them are seniors, but most of them is guys that could go pro or could transfer that I would tell you are a maybe, and that's the difference between starting next year with a number in the high 70s, which I think would be the high water mark, or a number in the high 60s, which I think would be the low water mark. I think, you know, if things go really, really sideways, I think you could start next season with somewhere between 65 and 68 players. If they do a better job of retention with the current roster, I think that number could be as high as, say, 77, 78. And it makes all the difference in the world. Guys get better, you know, play, say, well, that guy's not any good, let him go. No, you can't do that. You can only sign 25 per year. So that's the thing. He's got to talk the fourth round, fifth round, sixth round guys. He's got to tell them, and I don't. It's not a con job. It's, hey, listen, you'll be better off if you come back to school. I mean, if Saban can talk first round picks into coming back, LSU needs to be able to talk fourth and fifth round picks into coming back. It's just that simple. I give you a guy.
There's no doubt.
Talk about, you know?
I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, nobody cut COVID for Alabama, by the way, except for Saban.
No,
twice.
He did an amazing job with that. Maybe they got a little bit lucky where the first was
concerned.
The
numbers in the roster and what have you. But what it will tell you is going back to when, you know, Ed was the interim coach. And for the majority of the times watched them play, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this team, his team, they played hard. They've got after people's ass. I ain't that this year.
I hadn't seen that at all.
I hadn't seen that. And you know, I don't have the answer, right? It's not because we got the email in here or whatever. Somebody made the comment. Well, Gordy won't say anything. He's on the LSU payroll. Look, I'm a 1099 guy. It's a small fraction, right? And Charles, you ever know me the whole back?
No.
I mean, am I going to give you inside scoop on there? That's a conflict of interest. But, I mean, that's what jumps out. And hear that from people that I know. They're in the coaching profession. When you turn on the film, You don't see that. We got one more play we'll look at, and that's a concern.
Greg is in Mississippi. Greg, welcome into the Tiger Zone.
Well, first, Gordy, do we need to get you like one of those little whiteboards like the guy that's on NBC for the election and Sunday Night Football?
It's 9 o'clock on Wednesday. You've done 20 hours of, you know, everybody's pissed off everybody by the time they get to us, and everybody's done the same thing. So I'm like, let's do something different.
Yeah, I mean, hey, just excellent analysis. I have to pull over the side of the road, listen, take notes.
All right.
I got to ask you guys a couple of questions first. Now we're playing Beamer Ball in South Carolina. What does Vandy do? I was in Nashville a couple of weeks.
Wow.
I heard this crazy name, Jeff Fisher. Can you believe that? And then, you know, you mentioned the defensive coordinator, probably change out looking down there. What about somebody like Arnett at Mississippi State? I know what the job he's done or what he's had. And he's had some experience before at San Diego State. Mm. Somebody might look to. You guys have a great show, and folks, listen to Dr. Gordy Rush. He gives good advice.
I have seen enough of Arnett. I mean, you can't give me 1 year in the league. I don't care what your Mountain West resume looks like, right? It's not like he shut down LSU. Give me the questions. Where do we go?
I want to South Carolina hired Shane Beamer because of what he did there when he was under Spurrier, right. The recruiting efforts that he did there. I have no idea. He's never called plays on the side of the ball, so I don't know how good he's going to be at that. They are bringing him. It is an Ed Ogeron-like hire.
Same thing Arkansas did.
Correct. Yeah. Bring in high-quality coordinators, CEO it, and run the recruiting effort the way that they did when he was there the first time. Would it work? I don't know. There is a lot of – was Ed Ogeron going to get a job somewhere besides LSU as a head coach? Mm-hmm. Probably not. Was Shane Beamer going to get a head coaching job somewhere besides South Carolina? Probably not. Doesn't mean it can't work. Ed Ogeron won a national championship, so it can work. The Jeff Fisher name is not as stupid as it sounds at Vanderbilt. Hear me out on – if you're Vanderbilt, can you go out and can you hire a blue-chip head coach, a guy that – like if you were hiring a coach right now, if Texas does let go of Herman, Urban Meyer tells them no, then you're talking about Matt Campbell at Iowa State is a hot name. Billy Napier at UL Lafayette is a hot name. Jamie Chadwell at Coastal Carolina.
They're not going to Vanderbilt.
They're not going to Vanderbilt. Right. Absolutely not. So then you can go and you can hire who's the young hotshot coordinator that's ready to be a head coach. Somebody between, say, 32 and 37, 38. If that guy does well, and he's never been a head coach, so you're taking a chance. If that guy does well, what's the first thing he's going to do? He's going to go, James Franklin, how fast can I get out of here? And if you have success, you're not going to be able to hold him. So your best chance, if you're Vanderbilt, to hold on to a coach more than 5 years is to get a veteran that is at his last stop. And you get a guy that has been a head coach before but is not aspiring to go somewhere else. This is the last stop. But he's still got some gas left in the tank. This is your best chance to hire a coach that could have some success. And I'm not suggesting that they're going to win the league or anything like that. But have some success and hang on to the guy for more than five years. Jeff Fisher's 62. Realistically, he's probably not going to get another head coaching job in the NFL because he was mediocre for too long with the Titans. I know he knows the area, and so maybe that would work. He's 62. I don't know if he wants to coach in college. I'll give you another name that I would, if I were on the board at Vandy and they'd say, hey, man, who would you? I would take a long, hard look at Gene Chizik, who's 58 years old and is probably not going to get another job like Auburn, okay? But if he still wants to coach, and I don't know if Chiz wants to coach anymore, but he's got a name. He's won a national championship. He's still young enough to give you a good 5 to 8 year run,
right.
But he's also not going to be, if Chizik turned Vanderbilt into what Franklin did in 3 years, he wouldn't be looking to hop the next, flight to Austin or Los Angeles or Miami or wherever. That's just my thought. If you want to have a chance at Vandy, which is, in my opinion, one of the three or four hardest jobs in America, a veteran coach is not the worst idea.
Yeah, the only name I throw out is maybe a Troy Calhoun, or you go back and run the option. DiNardo had success running the football.
You could do that.
A la Northwestern and a little bit of what Fitzgerald's been doing. He's more of a spread-the-run guy, but he's running the football. You can go recruit to that and get kids that want that sort of education and be able to play some of that. And that might be a better angle. You're not going to run a spread to throw you an out athlete to everybody in the SEC.
No, you can't.
It's not going to happen. So is that a different route that you go?
It's a hard job. I mean, I don't think there's three harder jobs in the country than that. I mean, it's tough. What Campbell has done at Iowa State.
Yeah, oh, no doubt.
It's a small miracle.
He needs a jump, And I mean, this goes back really to the Paul Johnson debate at Georgia Tech, right? I mean, he had success. Had a run, it got stale, and we'll see what the cat from Temple, I'm drawing a blank on his name right now, continues to do, the head coach over there. But
Matt Rhule.
No. I'm drawing. I'll think about it. But that's something I would consider. What are you going to do? You got to do something different at Vanderbilt. Look at the success Pat Fitzgerald's had at Northwestern, doing what he's doing. It's not sexy. But they play great defense. They run the football.
Rod Carey?
What's that?
Rod Carey?
No, Georgia Tech is...
I thought you said Temple.
No, Georgia Tech, the coach, didn't he come from Temple? He came from up there.
Oh.
I'll have his name here in a second.
Jeff Collins.
Yeah, Jeff Collins. With G-E-O-F-F Collins. He was in Florida for a while.
Yeah.
That guy.
We'll take a break.
Sure.
We are brought to you by LaBerge Baton Rouge. This is the Tiger Zone on Eagle 98.1.
The farm provides us with many things, and it means many things. From crops to cattle, poultry, and timber, the farm is vital to our everyday lives. It's a place to enjoy the outdoors and where many traditions are born. Whatever the farm means to you, let First South Farm Credit finance it. We're ready to help you make your dream of land ownership or farming your own land a reality. Visit firstsouthland.com, equal housing lender.
Prowler Supply Company would like to thank you for your support over the years. We are happy to announce that we are officially your full-line New Holland agriculture dealer. Give us a call at 225-357-7515. Prowler Supply Company in New Holland, your partners in the agriculture industry.
Ford's Built for the Holidays event is going on now at Robinson Brothers Ford. Online or on the lot, get our lowest year-end price on every new Ford in stock. With Ford Trade Assistance bonus cash, save $11,000 off MSRP on 2020 F-150 Super Crew XLTs. Or buy the new 2020 Ranger Super Cab XL for $21,998. As always, no unexpected fees. Hurry to Robinson Brothers Ford today.
Ford Courtesy Transportation Unit. See dealer for details. Excludes TTNL and documentation fees. Ends 11/30/20.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get generic Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, at huge discounts. Why pay name brand prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get the same results for less than $2 a pill? Call today and get 90 generic Sildenafil pills for less than $120. Plus, free shipping and handling. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for the name brand again. Get generic Sildenafil for less than $2 a pill. Call 800-324-4350 today to get 90 pills for less than $120. Generic Sildenafil is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Call 800-324-4350. That's 800-324-4350. Again, 800-324-4350.
Every Wednesday night, catch the Coach O Show right here on Eagle 98.1 from 7 until 8 p.m. Listen or call in with your questions each and every week to get the latest information on the Tigers. On-air coverage brought to you locally by Ochsner Baton Rouge on Eagle 98.1.
This is an off-the-grid broadcast about government taco. The government is a system. What's a system? A set of things working together. How many letters in set? 3. What shape has 3 sides? A triangle. How do we recognize shapes? With the eye. There is an eye inside a triangle on your money. Take that money to government taco and taste the conspiracy for yourself.
The following is a true story.
I had a lady that was in her mid-70s, and I'd sold her timeshare, and that was the lowest I'd ever felt in my life. I knew then that I had to do something to simply not to go to hell for selling timeshare.
Chuck McDowell founded Wesley Financial Group to help folks cancel their timeshares permanently.
Called her and everybody that I'd sold timeshare to, and I said, this is what I said to you that was a lie, and this is what you need to do to cancel your timeshare. From that point, people started referring friends to me to help them cancel the timeshare, and that's how it all started. I fought the world's largest timeshare company in federal court. If I had lost that lawsuit, there would be no one helping people that have been lied to when they bought timeshare. If we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or we'll give your money back. That's what makes us different.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for a free information kit. 800-279-1414. That's 800-279-1414. 800-279-1414.
Eagle 98.1.
Tiger Zone on Eagle 98.1, brought to you by LaBerge Baton Rouge. Christmas dinner to go from the Bonton Buffet at LaBerge Baton Rouge. Your dinner to go feeds 8 for just $95. Pre-order now through December the 22nd at noon. Choose between the oven-roasted turkey, the mandarin orange spice glazed ham, your dressings, your sides, rolls or cornbread, extra sauces and dessert. Call 225-224-4143, 225-224-4143 to order from the Bon Ton Buffet. You have more.
I got one more play for you, Charlie. So radio, bear with me.
The last play we had, two guys collide and three guys guarding nobody. So let's see how this works.
So I'm going to go and I'm give you this opportunity pre-snap. If you can you tell what the coverage is? So Alabama has trips wide receivers to the right, and they have an H-back. And so it's an 11 personnel. They've got one tight ends and H-back. That's lined up, but can you look at the three wides and can you see what LSU's playing?
It looks like you got a single high safety and you're playing man coverage.
Close. You're playing man and you have a double on Smith, who's the inside receiver.
All right.
So I can pick that up. I have Stingley that's playing inside technique on Smith.
At least they got Smith on Stingley.
But because he's Smith 2 yards, Stingley on right? Smith, yeah. All right? So you with me? So they're going to walk the tight end here. And so what happens here, LSU's just going to shift the coverage over a little bit here. And look in the way that Stingley's changed, right? He's inside. So what do? They recognize it. They run motion away. They're going to run the football into the boundary with Harris. And if you look at the numbers, and so on one side, Alabama has three receivers. On the tight end side, right, they go guard tackle, and there's a tight end. They've got three to block four here.
Right,
three to block four. But you have the center who's uncovered. So the center counts. So it's really 4 and 4. So you got numbers. If you get numbers, you want to run the football. But that's not the part of it. So they'll give the ball to Harris and go into the boundary. Jacoby Stevens is the contain, the safety. He steps up, kicks the play in. Mm-hmm. Not great effort. Gets blocked. Doesn't get off the block. Maybe a half a minus, right, on that play. Andre Anthony's the defensive end. He's got Stevens outside of him. At this point, after the tight end walks, somebody needs to bump him back inside, right? Because he's going to come out, and he's going to keep outside leverage. Now you have two people playing outside leverage. So Anthony should be inside. Instead, he's on the outside of the tackle. So you have a bust right here. You with me? Now, yep. Because Anthony doesn't get the bump call, they don't check it. Somebody doesn't communicate. So you have two people that have run outside, and you just opened up the Mississippi River for a pretty good back to already run through. But it gets better. Then the offensive guard here, 65, reaches. He's uncovered, and he's going to get out and go after Baskerville. And Baskerville decides to run the inside instead of going over the top, taking this on and working outside in. It's a negative on him. He goes inside the cut. So Harris right now, he's going untouched. But you look on the backside, and that's either 18 or 19. Ball goes away, and I give him a loaf. I mean, the backside linebacker's not running. He needs to be running. 97, who starts on the play on the front side, on the backside, Logan.
He's in a three technique, and he got hooked by the center?
And he gets hooked by the center. He goes inside. So look at that. That's your point. Defensive tackle. What sequence does Logan go inside at the three tech and Anthony flare out? I mean, they don't need to block the play. The crease is already created.
LSU blocked themselves,
by
essentially.
The bus. But you go through this play here, and so I don't know what the call is, but there's no defense in which you do this. And that comes back to my point, Charlie. The more and more that you look, one, it doesn't make sense, and obviously this is not what's being taught, and they ain't executing it. And again, that falls on the coaches. I'm not sitting here tossing players. And tell me you see great effort here. Tell me you see great effort.
No, I don't. But the very first thing.
So, I mean, that becomes the – and, you know, this is late in the game, and I don't know what the score is and all that. And, Joseph, you can take that off. But the point of it, you know, did you get better effort? At times, yeah. I think of the young, skilled people, right? And you get with that. But don't – I mean, this is week 8. Week 8, people run into the boundary all the time. If I'm Stevens I got to kick Anthony down. At no point, I'm going to have two people fan out and open up. Whoosh.
I didn't know what play was coming until you told me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. When you said they're going to run into the boundary here and they're on the near hash, I look at the thing and I'm like, well, LSU's got them outnumbered here. And I just figure that I guess LSU's going to run themselves out of play because I know you're going to show me a bad play. But I thought they were outnumbered because the center can't block anybody. There's nobody that the center should be able to block on that play.
You played offensive line in high school. Absolutely.
You have a three technique. Head up to the outside shoulder or the offensive guard in the center hooked you. Now, the guard should not be able to hook you if you're any good, okay? The center damn sure shouldn't be able to hook you. So you not only negate the numbers advantage that you have, you're playing damn poor technique. And that's before we got to all the stuff you talked about.
Yeah, and that's – we come on and do this show and talk. I don't know where to begin. I've never seen that sort of disconnect at this level. And look, it's been – I mean, there's a thousand things going on in 2020. I get it. It's hard to sit here and talk football when that's what you see on the wide cut.
It ain't pretty. Can I make a confession here to you? And
yes,
the entire
you can. Other? Go ahead, Charlie.
Those are the first two plays that I've seen of that game since it ended on Saturday because I wasn't going back and watch that. I wasn't putting myself through that.
Well,
why? I mean.
Well, we pull some.
Plus, I knew you were going to do it, so I didn't want to.
Yeah. And then do you want me to put the film on for Florida?
Not particularly,
I mean,
no.
Look, I haven't seen Dan Mullen run the fun and gun. You're in for a treat. Dan Mullen, this
you
isn't Dan
got a
Mullen.
Funny idea of a treat.
This isn't Dan Mullen running with who is his quarterbacks at Mississippi State, not named Dak Prescott? Where he's getting creative and running boots and running all the above. He's straight up running the fun and gun. He's going to try. If I'm Dan Mullen, I'm going to try. I need to get these guys a rest in the second half. Get ready for the game against Alabama. This is a different looking ball club. He's going to look at this film and these breakdowns on in the back end.
And he's probably got the Heisman Trophy winner taking snaps.
I'm getting national TV. I got national TV on ESPN. It's got to be. It's Mac Jones, Devontae Smith, who probably canceled each other out a little bit, and Kyle Trask against the defending national champions on national TV.
Got any idea who's going to cover Pitts?
You know, Cox.
I mean, which two guys are going to collide to cover Pitts?
I tell you, I thought Pitts is so much better than Weidemeyer from A&M, but I mean, Cox is capable. I'd start there.
Okay.
I thought he did a good job in that game.
All right. Well, hey, look, that's.
They didn't throw the tight end. They really didn't need it to in this game.
They split him out, though.
Yeah, no, but just got him out the picture.
Good luck. We're brought to you by LeBarge Baton Rouge. This is the Tiger Zone, Eagle 98.1.
At Snap Fitness, we're all about helping real people get real results. You have tons of options when it comes to working out, but doesn't it all come down to choosing a gym that best fits your lifestyle? Join Snap Fitness and get fitter faster. Visit snapfitness.com or a club near you.
Feeling lucky? Visit Magnolia Bluffs Casino and Hotel in historic Natchez, where your safety is our top priority. Join us for our holiday extravaganza, where you can win a share of $40,000 on Saturdays in November and December. Or try your hand at slots, blackjack, craps, roulette, and more. And don't forget, Magnolia Bluffs is the closest sportsbook to Baton Rouge. At our state-of-the-art sportsbook, you can enjoy college games on Saturday or cheer on your NFL team live on Sundays. There's nothing like winning on the Bluffs at Magnolia Bluffs Casino and Hotel in historic Natchez, Mississippi.
Hi, this is T. Brown. From all of us at GMFS Mortgage, we want to thank the Business Report for recently naming GMFS as one of the best places to work in Baton Rouge for the fifth year in a row. Congratulations to our incredible staff who help change lives every day with their hard work and dedication to you, our customers. Whether we help you buy, build, renovate, or refinance, we're glad you can trust us. Go to GMFSmortgage.com today.
GMFS, change your life.
Number 64997, GMFS LLC is an equal opportunity lender.
Chevy knows we all have places we want to go this holiday.
We're going to find the perfect tree.
We're going to Nana's.
We're going skating.
Wherever you go this holiday, Chevy can help you get there.
Which is why we're making our Chevy employee discount available to everyone.
The Chevy price you pay is what we pay.
Not a cent more.
Happy holidays from Chevy.
See your super Chevy dealers today. Visit ChevroletEmployeeDiscount.com for vehicle eligibility. Not available with fleet sales and some other offers. Dealer fees are extra and will vary at participating dealers only. Take your retail delivery by 1/4/21.
announcing the 2021 Louisiana Association of Broadcasters Scholarship Program. Two $4,000 scholarships are available to Louisiana broadcasting students to help enhance or put the finishing touches on an education and career in broadcasting. For details, call 1-800-364-7260 or go to www.broadcasters.org to apply. Deadline for entry is January 31st, 2021. The LAB Scholarship Program. Good for you, good for us, great for Louisiana.
Smart decisions bring the biggest returns, like the 2020 GMC Sierra, built on a foundation of professional-grade engineering that brings a strong performance year after year, offering the world's first available multi-pro tailgate. This tailgate takes innovation to the next level with six distinct functions that let you load, unload, and access the cargo box quicker and easier. Test drive a 2020 GMC Sierra today and experience a wise investment that really delivers. Visit your Bayou GMC dealer.
We're hiring. Start feeling rewarded today. Enjoy flexible hours and tuition for college. Work for McDonald's and McDonald's can work for you. Apply at careers.mcdonalds.com today. McDonald's and its franchisees are equal opportunity employers committed to a diverse and inclusive workforce.
The season of performance event is back at your Louisiana Acura dealer, Acura of Baton Rouge. Only once a year does an event offer this many savings and mind-blowing deals on award-winning Acuras. Getting vehicle maintenance is easier and more affordable than ever at our state-of-the-art service department. Visit us online for holiday discounts on oil changes, brake inspection, tire rotations, battery replacements, and more. Holiday deals and top-of-the-line service is happening now at Acura of Baton Rouge.
Hey guys, this is Todd from Rebel Heating and Air. Your heating and air conditioning system requires essential cleaning and care to ensure efficient and safe operation. Call Rebel today and schedule an appointment. That's Rebel Heating and Air, 929-8944. And remember, the bitter taste of a poor installation will remain much longer than the sweet taste of that lowest price. Call us today, 929-8944. That's Rebel Heating and Air, 929-8944. Or go to rebelheatingandair.com.
Eagle 98.1.
Tiger Zone on Eagle 98.1 with the new Red Lotus Asian Kitchen at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Discover the exotic flavors of the Far East at the Red Lotus Asian Kitchen. Open now, located on the casino floor. Open Wednesday and Thursday from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. and Friday through Sunday from 5 p.m. until midnight. There's other games in the league this week, but
there's no bucket game.
No,
which you didn't bring up, and I'm so pissed off.
Well, I was gonna save it till the end so that you know you wouldn't get all flustered and stuff. But since you brought it up, Indiana and Purdue, which we always had a nice little fun rivalry with, and I was especially disappointed because Indiana was going to kick Purdue up and down the field.
No, they weren't.
You want to bet? The old oaken bucket is not going to be. But okay, so the one thing that did come out of the Big Ten meetings today is they changed the rules for Ohio State. You know, more money in it, of course.
Okay.
The ACC changed their rules so that Notre Dame and Clemson wouldn't have to play. I don't know why the Pac-12, you know, they can't go to a little boys' room without the Big Ten's approval. But now that the Big Ten has done this, I don't see why they don't have USC and Colorado set up, even though they're in the same division, set up in the Pac-12 championship game. Try to promote one of their teams if they can, the two undefeateds that they've got. But they, like I said, they don't do anything like that. Ohio State in the playoff if they win the Big Ten championship game?
I think it's an interesting discussion, Ohio State and Texas A&M, but I think absolutely if it's Notre Dame, it's Clemson, it's Alabama, I think it's going to be Ohio State.
If I could get Colorado to play in the Big 12 champ in the Big Ten, Pac-12 championship game against USC, and USC wins this week, and they win that game, I could put their resume up against Ohio State's say, what's the difference here?
No question.
I mean, forget about Cincinnati. I get it. I know they played more games than the American, but this is you look at Ohio State's schedule. You're basically comparing an Indiana win against a Colorado win.
I saw
the other games are pretty much what and what.
I saw USC. USC should have lost to Arizona.
I don't think they're very good. That's not the point. It's what you do with the resume. Now, the rest of the league, I feel like most of them are playing games that they don't want to play. Alabama would probably rather not play Arkansas. They'd probably rather have the week off before the SEC championship game. And Florida, I don't think, really cares about playing LSU. They'll win the game anyway, but they would really rather have the game off, week off before the SEC championship game. Vanderbilt, I'm shocked, is fielding a team this week. I thought they had shut it down. The AD, Greg McGarrity at Georgia, thought they were shutting the season down when they didn't show up there. They're going to host Tennessee in what will be probably one of the ugliest college football games of the year. Mississippi State, certainly, and Auburn, there's so many rumors floating around. It's Gus Malzahn hunting season over at Auburn. When is it not? But especially now. And then I guess Georgia and Missouri want to play. But it's a week of getting me to the end a little bit. You know, for Florida and Alabama, it's getting me to the championship game. For everybody else, it's getting me to the off season. And for Texas A&M, it's get me to another game so I can boost my resume. And, oh, the team I'm supposed to play can't play this
week. Are you surprised the league didn't shuffle things around a little bit?
I'm not convinced that they won't in the last week.
To try and get A&M that game?
Yeah, I think they may try to get.
But they could have.
In the last, I'm not convinced that there's not going to be some shuffling in the last week.
My point's the Big Ten obviously changed the game to get Ohio State in. We saw what the ACC's done, right? Yeah. Why not move some chess pieces if Ole Miss is out, move Tennessee up this week?
Yeah.
Anybody going to lose sleep on the Tennessee-Vanderbilt game at this point other than affecting the school's gate?
I think it was because you had to move multiple games.
Right. And, the Tennessee playing or Texas A&M playing Ole Miss, right? It has much more meaning than LSU playing Ole Miss is my point.
Yeah. We went through this 2 weeks ago are you going to do all that? And I think the idea was that they would have to cancel more games if they had done it.
You would have canceled. Vanderbilt would have lost a game, but maybe you put Tennessee with LSU and try to put the pieces for 19th just to get. My point, you could have moved some things, and people have moved a lot of things around. You're talking about A&M that goes 9-1. Loses to Alabama and Tuscaloosa. It's worth the conversation.
All right, Eagle 98.1 game day, 1:00 on Saturday afternoon. Walk you up to LSU and Florida. This has been the Tiger Zone presented by LeBerge on Eagle 98.1.
2-4.
Contacting your workers' comp carrier shouldn't be a painful process.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Ugh. Please re-enter your policy number or say representative.
Representative.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Representative.
Ugh. At Luba, we don't have robots answering our phones. We have humans, like Lisa.
Thank you for calling Luba Work.